think we got everybody that's going to get got. Thanks for checking in. This is WQRR330. You're listening to SO Amron Directed Net. I'm going to turn the mic over to Kimber for reading the AIB.
All right, Kimber here. How copies?
Loud and clear, Kimber. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have lots of news, and we pray for the safety and well-being of all during these increasingly stressful times. So bear with me, folks. We got a lot of news going on. First of all, we have the Amron Intelligence Brief, which comes out on Mondays. The last one is Monday, September 30th, 2024. First source is Amron. Maintain persistent presence monitoring of Hurricane Helene impact area. Break. Health and welfare check resources. If you have loved ones in the impact area and have not heard from them, you may contact different radio sources there. For the lower sideband, 7.232, Carolina's EOC, Tar Heel Emergency Net. That is 7.232 on the lower sideband. Next, we have 2 meter. You can reach out frequency 145.350 with a PL tone of 82.5. That's 2 meter. For WinLink, you may contact ncs800@winlink.org, and email EOC is at iredellcoeoc@gmail.com. If anyone needs me to repeat this information, please let me know. I will repeat it if you have loved ones there you're wanting to reach. Break. First source is Forward Observer. Two mines in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, are the sole source of high-purity quartz used to make crucibles for silicon wafer production, and damage from Helene is likely to have negative impacts to global semiconductor production. Helene also damaged I-40 in North Carolina, a major line of communication for commercial shipping across 8 states. This will likely cause economic disruptions and amplify disruptions from impending East Gulf Coast port strike to begin on October 1st. Next source is Knightsbridge Research. IRGC bans communication devices. Israel's onslaught against Hezbollah in Lebanon continued over the weekend, with one strike killing the militant group's leader, Syed Hassan Nasrallah. This was last weekend. 7 high-ranking leaders have now been killed over the past few days. 5 days of mourning were announced in Iran as a result. After the strike, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was moved to secure an undisclosed location as a precaution. Israel is striking dozens of targets each day in Lebanon, with many leading to secondary explosions as weapon stockpiles are destroyed. End of this report. Next, we have the National Intelligence Bulletin to follow. Info cutoff is 1200 Zulu, 3rd of October, 2024. This is 3 days ago. We do it in categories. First, imminent risk. Okay, that's the highest priority of news. Break. In that category, hazard, Hurricane Helene recovery in western North Carolina described as, quote, marathon and long slog, unquote. Reports of armed robberies and civil unrest throughout the region. Biden authorizes 1,000 active duty personnel for recovery. May recall Congress to pass emergency funding at $750 per person. Oh, my goodness. Break. Let's hope they have more. Near East, Israel promises retaliation for Iranian missile attack, which reportedly included 200 ballistic missiles. U.S. requesting Israel refrain from striking Iranian nuclear facilities. Assassination of senior Iranian officials also a possible course of action.
Please skip Israel.
Did I hit emergency brake?